This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the grain markets for Friday, April 19th. Well, we had a fairly quiet day in the grain space yesterday with wheat chopping back and forth in just a narrow range. Corn under a bit of pressure down 3, but coming back down to the trading range lows on front month May and the deferreds, except for the July, which actually broke through to the downside that level of support. This morning, we're trying to snap back, so we'll see what we can do with that chart, but corn is starting to look like it's going to break to the downside. Soybeans, of course, have already broken to the downside. They were down another 15 yesterday. They continue just to consistently push lower day after day. We got the harvest in Brazil nearing completion. Exports have been aggressive for Brazil, so we just continue to see that market fade here day after day. Export sales were out yesterday morning for wheat. We had 128,000 tons, but that was the result of a cancellation of a net 94,000 of old crop and new crop purchases of 222,000. China canceled another 127,000 of soft red winter wheat. Now, that didn't make the daily news, but it showed up in the export sales report. An unknown canceled another 48,000. So, you know, wheat really struggling here to get much traction, even from a weather perspective, and now you have demand backing away. So, you know, yet again, here comes China with more cancellations. We should have known that was going to happen when they bought over 1 million tons within the span of a few days. And then here over the last couple months, they've just slowly whittled away at those contracts. Kind of typical Chinese purchasing fashion, unfortunately. In corn, 566,000 tons were sold last week. That was toward the low end of the range of estimates. Colombia took 274,000. Mexico took 88,000. Soybean sales at 749,000, pretty decent number. That was in the middle of the range of estimates. China took 131,000. Mexico took 85,000. An unknown took a total of 315,000, with most of that coming in new crop. So year-to-date sales for wheat were at 18.8 million tons. That's up about 200,000 over last year, which is up 1%. We're 97% sold of USDA's projections for the marketing year. That's running about 6 points behind the average. Corn sales total 44.7 million tons. That's up 8.7 over last year. That's a bump of 17%. But we're only 84% sold of USDA's projections, which is running 9 points behind the average. Soybean export sales year to date are at 41.3 million tons. That's down 8.8 million. That's down 18%. We're at 89% sold of projections. That's running 6 points behind the average. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange is estimating the Argentine corn harvest is about 17% complete. Soybean harvest is at 14% complete. Sovicon is projecting that Russian wheat production this year will be right around 93 million tons. That's down 1 million from their last month's estimate, but it's still up about 1.5 million over last year's production. We had the EIA report out a couple days ago, the Energy Institute of America, showing crude oil stocks were up 3.4 million barrels. That was about what the trade was expecting. Gasoline stocks were down 1.2 million barrels. That was higher than expected. Distillate stocks were down 2.8 million barrels, which is quite a bit less than what the trade was expecting. Ethanol production was down 7% for the week at 983,000 barrels. That was a two-month low. Exports were a little bit higher than expected at 175,000 barrels per day. Blender demand has been increasing as well, but the stocks were about unchanged at 26.1 million barrels. So not a big market mover there, but it is starting to show a seasonal increase in demand as we head into the summer driving season. Taking a look at the weather, it looks like far southern plains, mostly Texas, up into southern Oklahoma, still getting a good shot of rain. We're going to get decent rain through the eastern part of the Midwest. Central plains still looking dry for the next week or so. Some forecasters are suggesting that's going to last into early May. As we get toward the end of April and into early May, weather becomes even more critical, especially for the Midwest. The Central Plains, you know, as we get into early May, if you're going to have a weather threat there, it's usually showing up by then. Quite often we see the market put in seasonal highs in early May. I don't see that happening unless you get a pretty big shift in price action here, because the market just has been flat to maybe even drifting a little bit lower in some of these markets, so for wheat. So it's tough to say that, hey, we're going to have a seasonal high unless you get something going here fairly quickly. For corn and soybeans, usually you're putting in some sort of lows right at the end of April. Sometimes that stretches into late May, but my guess is that late April will probably be some sort of a seasonal low for corn and soybeans. As you head into the critical part of the growing season, we still have drought conditions in the western Midwest, primarily parked over Iowa. They're talking about El Nino ending, La Nina kicking in by mid to late summer. So there's a lot of moving parts here, as there always is, as you get into the growing season. I just don't see the markets continuing just to push lower when there's so much risk out there. And so much, you know, just even a corrective rally could take you quite a bit higher. So I think the market's going to be much more cautious about pressing the downside as you get deeper into the planting season. On the night session, wheat markets started out kind of sharply higher in response to the growing conflict between Iran and Israel. Looks like Israel's lobbing some drones and bombs into Iran. Seems for the most part Iran is intercepting them. But so Israel is retaliating for the Iran bombing. But so far, we don't see any major damage or loss of life. It's just an escalation of tensions here. And that's supportive to the crude oil market. It's supportive to the grains. It's not great for the stock market. It was sharply lower, but as we speak, the market's actually bouncing back. So maybe this is all there's going to be. They're just going to retaliate and call it good, I don't know. But it's clearly an escalation of Middle East tensions, which is the last thing the world needs. So the markets are understandably very nervous about what's going on over there. And I think that's going to continue to be one of the major issues here as we move forward, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.